Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast. I want to give you a preview this Friday of what Sunday sermon will look like. So over in the book of 2 Kings in chapter 5 is the story of a great warrior by the name of Naaman. It's spelled N-A-A-M-A-N. Now, Naaman had gone with his mighty army, and he had brought, after having a great victory, he brought a young slave girl back with him because that was the spoils of war, that you could bring people from the country that you just conquered and you could put them into servitude. And this young woman was brought and given to Naaman's wife as her right-hand maid. Well, the problem is not only did Naaman come home with a victory, he also came home with his version of what was a pandemic, and it was leprosy. Now, leprosy versus COVID-19 have a lot of differences. COVID-19 is a disease that goes and conquers our chest, our respiratory system. Well, leprosy was all on the outside, but in Scripture, leprosy was more than just boils and sores. It was also a picture of being unclean. So if you had leprosy, the pandemic of that time, you would literally, if you started walking toward people, you would have to say, "I'm unclean," and people would part like the Red Sea. Naaman, who had brought this young servant girl, he was in a bad way. He was a great man, but he was also dealing with a great problem. He was quite a heroic man, but he had an awful big challenge. Well, this young girl says to Naaman's wife, "I think Naaman, my master, should go to Israel and see the prophet Elijah." Naaman takes off, and it's interesting, folks, that he goes to see his king first. And the king, who loves to talk king to king, sends Naaman with a bounty full of loot over to see the king of Israel. And the king of Israel's like, "Dude, I can't do anything. You need to go see Elisha." And so sure enough, he takes all the loot and he goes there. And at the house of Elisha, with this great falderah and this entourage that's come with him, it's fascinating. Elisha just sends a servant that says, "Hey, you know, we really have given you this one thought. Just go to the Jordan River, dip 7 times, and you'll be healed." And Naaman's pride got in the way. You know, the book of Proverbs is filled with ideas about how God detests pride, that he can't do and won't do a great work in the life of someone who is filled with pride. I guess I want to ask you today, where is your pride? Is it keeping you from having a full experience of God that might include healing and joy and contentment? Because pride is the type thing that sneaks up behind us, and before we know it, it owns us. My friend, listen, when the Proverbs say that pride happens just before the fall, it's a picture that when we take into account the belief that we are self-made men and women, God has to remind us, and that often comes with a serious price, and it takes a great blow to our pride. So today, join me in this prayer. God, today, check my pride and measure it against your desire for my life. Call out of me the desire to be a man or woman that is willing, desiring even, to fall before you and recognize there's nothing good about us except for you. God, keep our pride in check. Don't let us be like Naaman that decides he'll just walk away rather than experiencing a healing. Don't let us walk away because we think we deserve something or we have something that's more special than everyone else. God, would you take care of us, guide us, and direct us? In the name of Jesus, amen. God is so good, and I'm so glad you joined me on today's weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.